It is a great pleasure. I am honored today. I am addressing such a august gathering, as well as Dr. Usha is the co-chairperson. You have all the way from all over the India and abroad also, you are assembled here to listen something beyond medicine. Because in our medical conferences, mostly, we talk about medicine only. But here, this is a conference. Here we will discuss something beyond medicine. It is a mind-body medicine conference, and I will talk something about diabetes, but how it is related to our mind also. I will correlate both mind and body and medicine. So, welcome and good morning to everybody. Holistic approach to diabetes. Holistic approach to diabetes. What is that? It is a presentation for all of you, and it is brought by me. I am a diabetologist and holistic care physician in Global Hospital, Research Center, Mount Abu. Since last 25 years, I am serving there. And I feel it is a great fortune to be here, because when I joined Global Hospital, at that time this Gyan Sarovar was not there, the Santivan big complex was not there. Only the Pandav Bhavan, there is a small complex, there was a small complex, and all our senior dadis and respected brothers, sisters, they were there in a small family. And the divine love and affection, the selfless love I got, really I was spellbound, and I decided to spend my entire life here only. Although I studied from Mumbai University and I have studied from Chennai, Annamalai University, still I decided to spend my life here only. And 25 years I have spent here, I feel as if 25 days back only I came here. So this is my feeling staying here. For 2-3 days you are coming, and the tremendous joy and the delight you are experiencing here, imagine, since 25 years I am here, so what type of the positive energy and the vibrations we are receiving here. So it is a great fortune for me. So what is holistic view of health? Normally in our hospitals, mostly, we look at the body only. And what are these symptoms, the complaints, we listen from the patients and give the treatment. But looking at the whole person and not the specific symptoms to find cures for ailments, that is called holistic. That is called the holistic view of the health. Because we are not simple the body. We are somebody else. We are called human being. What is the meaning of human being? What is the meaning of human being? Just look at. Humus plus being is called human being. This body is nothing but made up of soil, clay. This is called humus. But when there is a conscious entity, that is called the soul, enters into it, then only we are called human being. So we are not only simple human bodies. A human being is not only a body, has an emotional aspect also. So we are emotional beings. We are not like robots. Nowadays, we are doing so many things with robots. Even surgery also we can do through robotic surgery we are doing.
Om Shanti. Meditation hall ke aage, ek gaadi number RJ24CA0190, jo jinki bhi hai, usko please aap hata dein. Om Shanti.
So I was talking, what is the difference between a robot and a human being? Suppose you visit one of your friend's house and you see your friend has not come to receive you. He has sent a robot with a flower, with a bouquet. How will you feel? So we are not simple bodies. We are emotional beings. We have an emotion within. And holistic approach deals with the mind, body and medicine. If you are amalgamating all the three, then it is called holistic approach. So, in practice of medicine, if we are treating through drugs only, looking at the symptoms, the elements of the body, it is just we are missing so many things, so many dimensions of our health. We are not giving the complete health management. So in the modern practice, most of us, we are focusing on the physical aspect, but the mental aspect, social aspect, spiritual aspect, we are neglecting. WHO defines complete health as it is the complete well-being, physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being, and not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. So there should be a balance of body, mind and medicine, then only it is called holistic approach. Holistic approach to diabetes management, why? We are here to listen now about the diabetes management through holistic approach. Why it is required? Because majority of the diabetes patients become mentally upset. When somebody is declared that you are diabetic, the first thing he will say, no, it can't be. Nobody in our family suffering from diabetes. Impossible. Your test reports are wrong. Because diabetes is a silent killer. It is a silent killer. Unless the patient develops some complications, there won't be any symptoms. So the first thing is denial. The patient will deny. And suppose you test again and he sees that yes, the blood sugar is so high, then the depression starts. Initially, he will go here and there, start so many alternative things, not take proper medicine, and the blood sugar remaining always up and down. And after few years, when the patient develops complications, then the entire life he suffers from depression, anxiety, tension. So, unless you treat the mental aspect also, and once somebody is detected diabetic in a family, the entire family suffers, the entire family becomes anxious. Why it happened? How it happened? Oh, all the life I have to take medicine. So it is a burden for the whole family also. So diabetes affects the physical, mental and social aspects of our health. So unless we take care of all these aspects, we are not going to help the patient. So today, it is the world statistics, about 415 million of people are suffering from the diabetes all over the world. And every 1 out of 11 adults are suffering from diabetes. And it is projected to be 642 million by 2040 by International Diabetes Federation. But what is the Indian scenario? Now nearly 70 million of people are suffering from diabetes in India. Those who are very high diabetes. But if you look at the pre-diabetes stage, borderline diabetes, again nearly same numbers of people are suffering from pre-diabetes. So if you mix both the things, nearly about 15 crores of people are suffering from diabetes in India. 15 crores. And these are known facts, known figures. But if you study, if you go survey every family of our country, I don't know how many people will be suffering from diabetes. God knows only. So, the scientists, they are predicting that by 2030 it will be around 123.5 million. The exact figure we'll know when 2030 will come. But the way it is spreading, really, I am shocked. You'll be surprised to know that I studied anesthesiology from Mumbai University. And for 15 years, I served in Global Hospital and took care about 4 operation theaters. But now as a diabetologist, I am talking to you. Why? Because I saw the burden. When I was an undergraduate student in 70s, at that time the diabetes was only 1% in our country. My professor of medicine used to say, don't worry about diabetes. This is a Western disease and disease of the affluent people. It is only the old people, they suffer from this disease. But now every third, every fourth individual is suffering from diabetes in cities. So the way it is spreading like a wildfire, every family is suffering. So looking at the burden of the diabetes, I decided, no, I should do something for this. And since last 8 years, I am practicing diabetes, and I see how people are suffering, the way they are suffering. Every 20 seconds, in any hospital, in some of the hospital, one diabetes patient is getting amputated. Can you believe? And I am just here because I lost my uncle. He had diabetes and he was amputated and he died of septicemia. I decided, no, I should do something for this. That's why I am working. So my question is to all of you, can we stop the watch? Yes? Can you stop the watch? Yes? Okay. Watch, you will just take out the cell, okay? But can you stop the time? No. Why I am asking? I am not asking about this watch. I am asking about something else. In 2015, diabetes caused 5 million of deaths all over the world. And every 6 seconds, somebody is dying of diabetes. Every 6 seconds, somebody is dying of diabetes. In India, about 10 lakhs people are dying every year. 10 lakhs. So, I want to stop this watch. I am not asking for that wall clock or some wristwatch. I am talking about this. Can we stop it? Yes, it is possible. How? Since so many years, we are not seeing a single incidence of smallpox in our country, all over the world. And it is a great news that since last 4 years, there is not a single new incidence of poliomyelitis in our country. We have eradicated almost. A single man's endeavor will not do this. All of us, all NGOs, all the workers, health workers, all of us jointly we worked hard. That's why we are able to eradicate all these diseases. Similarly, diabetes by the work of a single doctor or individual, it is impossible. There is a tremendous burden on it. And all of us, if we will work together, then only it is possible. And if I become, being an anesthetist, can become a diabetologist, I will tell, a time is coming when whoever you are, you may be an ophthalmologist, you may be a gynecologist, a dentist or orthopedic surgeon, whoever you are, every alternate patient of your clinic will be a diabetic patient. How many patients you will refer to somebody? So all of us now need to know about diabetes and should handle this disease. Then only we will be able to eradicate this epidemic. So 10 lakhs people are dying every year in India. It is not a small figure. We should be concerned for this. Concerned for this. And every 20 seconds somebody is losing his limb. And the most serious and number one health hazard today, I can say. And yet it is preventable. A great news. It is preventable at all primary, secondary and tertiary levels. Those who are not diabetic, we can give them guidelines so that they will not develop diabetes. Those who are diabetic, they will not develop complications. And those who are already having complications, they will not die prematurely. So it can be prevented at all primary, secondary and tertiary levels. So, united we curtail the epidemic by chronic care. If all of us will work together, then only we will be able to actually stop this epidemic. Otherwise, divided we power for acute care in corporate hospitals. Every second, one diabetes patient is rushed to an intensive care unit and they are dying. 80% of diabetes patients, they develop heart problems. So, it is a serious affair. So, pharmaceutical approach is just a part of the diabetes management. We are giving treatment, some alternative medications or allopathy medications. Okay, fair enough. But this is not the complete treatment. Because diabetes management is something beyond sugar control. If you are treating the sugar only, it is your telescopic vision. Because diabetes affects the entire body, entire cell of the human body. So we have to see in a broader aspect. And is the conventional approach effective? Till now, the way we are managing diabetes, is it effective? Certainly not. Otherwise, in 70s, we had only 3 drugs for diabetes. 3 drugs. DVATD, Downil and Metformin. That's all. Now, in our armamentarium, we have such a vast number of drugs and injections, so many liraglutide, exenatide, besides insulin, so many things. But yet, this disease is spreading like a wildfire today. So a single approach is not going to help. That's why we need a holistic approach. We need a holistic approach for diabetes management. And what is that holistic approach? The diabetes terminology itself contains the meaning. Diabetes, D-I-A-B-E-T-E-S. There are 8 aspects we have to take care. Then only we'll be able to control this disease, manage this disease. D stands for? Excellent. But not only diet, but besides diet, de-addiction. Unless you de-addict the patient, he's not going to survive. He'll definitely have coronary events. And tobacco, alcohol, they are very hazardous for the beta cells. And they will develop pancreatitis, heart attack, so many complications. And all the diabetic drugs, they have interaction with alcohol. There will be severe hypoglycemia. There are so many problems. So unless you de-addict the patient, you are not going to help the patient. So diet, unless the patient understands what he is supposed to eat, how much he has to eat, when to eat, detail we have to explain the patient. Most of us, what we do? Are mitha nahi khana? Yeah. That is not the thing. We have to give the complete prescription how the patient should eat, what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. And we should de-addict the patient. Then only the sugar, blood sugar will be controlled and he'll be free from complications. Next, IA stands for injectable and oral drugs. If somebody is having diabetes for the first time, just recently, without drugs also, just by lifestyle modification we can manage him. But suppose somebody is already 10 years diabetic and he has developed multiple complications in the body, we must give the right medication for him. Otherwise, blood sugar will never be controlled, he will come with complications. Next, A is awareness for its seriousness. People are very casual about this. Doctor sahab, mera to hamesha 300 rehta hai sugar. Chalta hai. Chalta nahi hai, ek din gaadi puncture hota hai, ICU mein jata hai. Phir us samay God bhi kahenge, I see you in ICU. Nobody can help at that time. Initially people do not have anything, that's why they are so casual. We have to create awareness amongst them. If you don't manage this, don't control your blood sugar and don't take proper treatment, one day you will come with multiple complications. At that time you will spend lakhs of rupees and you will suffer entire life. So awareness. B for behavioral therapy and motivation. Diabetes is a behavioral disorder. People do not take timely their food, do not do exercise, they are very casual. They take their drugs very intermittently. Sometimes if they are moved, they will take the drugs, otherwise miss certain days. So no, we have to motivate them. And behavioral therapy and motivation. E for exercise and physical activity. People do exercise nowadays, but half an hour they will do exercise, 15 hours in front of television. Everything nullified. So we should be physically active also. But in the modern days, we have all scientific gadgets and we are all sedentary. That's why we are having all these problems. So people should be trained to do exercise. We just say, "Arey, every morning walk karna, exercise karna." That will not do. That will not help. I have seen the prescription of my colleagues. They write Glynase MF, one tablet before breakfast, one tablet before dinner. The next will be half an hour morning walk, half an hour evening walk. Morning walk, evening walk, is there something capsule or tablet like that? So that patient will engulf it. We have to practically train them. In Global Hospital and Research Center, people from all over the world, they are coming for treatment. And those who do not have control of their diabetes and blood pressure and all these things, in just 5 days everything gets controlled. We teach meditation morning and evening. We teach practical exercise which the patient can do himself in the home itself. There is no need to go to any health club or gymnasium. So we have to teach them practical exercise, what he is supposed to do. Exercise and physical. And T for timely test and monitoring. Most of the patients, they do not check anything. Many patients, they come to me. I ask, "How are you?" "Doctor sahab, bahut achha ho. Jab se aapko dikhaya, aur kisi doctor ke paas nahi gaya. Aapki hi jo lal goli hai na, wo goli khata ho. Aapka sugar kitna hai?" "The sugar? Kab check karaya tha?" "Wo jo 3 saal pehle kiya tha na." They do not check anything. People do not know. डेली क्या चेक करना है, वीकली क्या करना है, मंथली क्या करना है, क्वार्टरली क्या करना, हाफ ईयरली, एनुअली, हाउ टू चेक, पीपल डू नॉट नो. वी हैव टू ट्रेन देम, टीच देम प्रॉपरली. देन ई अगेन, ई फॉर एजुकेशन एंड एम्पावरमेंट. प्रोफेसर इलियट जसलिन, द फादर ऑफ डायबिटीज, सेज द पेशेंट हु नोज द मोस्ट लिव्स द लॉन्गेस्ट. इफ समबडी नोज डिटेल अबाउट डायबिटीज, ही विल लिव फॉर ए लॉन्गर पीरियड ऑफ टाइम, ही विल नॉट हैव कॉम्प्लिकेशंस. If somebody does not know ABC of diabetes, naturally he will come one day with amputation, for the amputation or nephropathy or retinopathy, so multiple problem. So education and empowerment, we have to empower everybody. Then only we have to motivate them. Next, S for stress-free living and keeping a balance in life. Stress is diabetogenic. American Medical Association says 60% of human illnesses are due to stress. And diabetes is one of the causes. The cause is stress. So in the modern era, we see majority people out of stress, they are developing diabetes. So we have to manage the stress also. And why stress? Because they don't have any balance of their life. We should have a perfect work-life balance. Then only we'll have a stress-free life. So all these eight aspects, the foundations are diet, exercise, drugs and monitoring, and the tabletop is education and awareness, and this is the art of balance and stress relieving. So these are the various eight aspects of holistic approach to diabetes. Diet is a basic and efficient tool for ensuring sugar control. And exercise is the treatment, the best insulin sensitizer in the market, better than any medication we have. Because when we exercise, our thin and long muscles, they use glucose and the blood sugar is controlled. That's why exercise is a treatment. And exercise helps the insulin to work properly. That's why all of us should exercise regularly. So, and next, drug treatment in diabetes. If it is required, we have to give. If alternative medications, I never oppose anybody to take, don't take Ayurvedic, don't take homeopathy, I never criticize. I said, take whatever you like, but your blood sugar should be controlled. And it is most of my patients I have seen, alternative medications, initially they work. But after a few years, no. You have to take allopathic medicine. So if it is required, right medication is a must. Otherwise, if the blood sugar remains uncontrolled for a long period of time, then patients, they come with complications. And education is the treatment for diabetes patients. The treatment. And test and monitoring, the most important aspect again. If somebody does not test, he'll never know what is happening. One day come with severe complications and he dies. And stress-free living, it is very essential. And when people have stress, what they do? Even we doctors, what we do? People smoke and they take alcohol. They are very hazardous for the health. All of us we know. Cigarette smoking is injurious to health. All of us we know. Still we smoke. So these are hazardous, and I can say, meditation is the surest way, and it is the surest medication for cancer. So to increase your inner strength, to maintain your mental stability, to enjoy every moment of your life, one has to practice Raj Yoga meditation. And before teaching others, we must practice ourselves. With the practitioners, we must practice. Whether we are doctors or any health workers, we must practice, I can say. Because diabetes is not sparing our colleagues also. I see most of my doctors, gynecologists, surgeons, they are severely stressed and they are developing diabetes. And to your surprise, I can say you, in few years back, Professor Ramachandran from Chennai, he surveyed about 2,500 MD physicians of our country. Surprisingly, he saw more than 50% MD physicians are suffering from diabetes and hypertension. Then who can help the lay people? So, we have to start from ourselves, the positive way of living. So, work-life balance, again, it is very essential for us. Most of the doctors, we cannot keep a balance. And that's why we suffer. So, we have to take care of ourselves also. because balance is the key to life. And let us join hands, because this is the biggest problem today. Unless we fight for this problem, there will be a severe health burden for the society, for our country. Because in 30 years span of time, if a disease can escalate, increase up to 30%, what will happen in the next few decades? Just imagine. I believe there won't be a single individual in the near future who will not be diabetic. International Diabetes Federation, since 10 years, is telling, educate. Just by pharmacotherapy, patients, you will not be able to help them. Educate them. And last year, International Diabetes Federation told, protect your future. Your kids will die in front of you. Because of our wrong lifestyle, we develop diabetes at the age of 50. If the same thing it is repeated by our kids, they will develop at the age of 15. I am seeing it practically. Parents are hale and hearty, no problem at all. But they are coming with their small kids. Height is equal to width. Cold drink, junk food, fast food, and absolutely sedentary, whole day busy with the mobile, cell phone, video games, and at the age of 15, dyslipidemia, hypertension, diabetes, what not. So we have to join hands for this. So to fight diversity, obesity and diabetes, both are called diversity. We have to join hands for this. Are you prepared? Will you join? Yes? Those who are interested, please raise your hand. Thank you very much. Give a big hand, big hand. Why I am telling? Because I saw in my own family, I lost my uncle, I lost my cousin, 10 years junior to me, diabetic nephropathy, died. Anytime it can happen with us, our own family. So whoever we are, any discipline of medicine, but all of us, we must know diabetes today, and we should fight with this disease. Then only we will be able to eradicate this epidemic, what is going on. And our Prime Minister Modi ji, he is very concerned for this. He declared International Diabetes, International Yoga Celebration Day, 21st June. He declared openly, all of us, we should focus for this disease only. So, and to eradicate this epidemic, let us join together, because we are at war with diabetes practically today. We are at war with diabetes. Every hospital you go, you see the number of, every ICU you go, every kidney hospital you go, wherever you go, you see the number of diabetes patients there, how it is spreading. So, but are we safe ourselves? Are we safe ourselves? Nobody can say that I will not have diabetes. It is a disease from the womb to the tomb. From mother's womb itself, the child is not yet born, he may develop diabetes. And a person is dying today, still he may develop diabetes. So nobody can be spared. So all of us, we should be very careful, we should protect ourselves, otherwise a day will come when not a single individual will be spared for this disease. So is there a solution? Diabetes is devastating our socio-economic condition. If you see the patients, they cry practically. Even class 1 officers, they come, and when I write something, they say, doctor, please prescribe some cheap medicine. You are a class 1 officer, why you are worried? Doctor, you don't know. In our family, 5 patients are suffering from diabetes. 5 persons are in our family. Out of 8, 5 are diabetic. Whatever we are earning, we are spending for drugs only. So, it is a great burden for all of us. Comment this picture. A sumo wrestler and a small kid preparing to have kusti with him. This sumo is the diversity, and you raised your hand. But suppose alone you can try with this sumo wrestler, with this epidemic. You can try your level best, but the result will be like this. But suppose we'll join hand. 1 plus 1 is equal to 11. So that's the International Diabetes Federation, American Medical Association and World Health Organization. Everybody is telling, join hands, all the nations you join hands to fight this diversity. Then only you will be defeated. So if all of us will join together, is it possible to eradicate this disease? Yes? मुझे लगता है सवेरे नाश्ता कोई नहीं किया है, नाश्ता करके नहीं आया लगता है. हम सभी इतना जोर से यस करना चाहिए ताकि पूरा माउंट आबू से लोग दौड़ के आ जाए इधर. क्या हुआ यहां? सो शुड वी ज्वाइन हैंड्स? ओके, थैंक यू वेरी मच. सो इफ वी ज्वाइन हैंड्स देन ओनली वी विल बी एबल टू डिफीट दिस डिजीज, इराडिकेट दिस डिजीज. सो माई पर्पज ऑफ टेलिंग ऑल दिस थिंग्स, in more than 200 programs all over the country by medical wings we have organized. International Diabetes Federation is telling educate through our medical wing. In India only we have conducted, in last 4.5 years we have conducted more than 200 programs all over the country in many big cities and even small towns also. This is in Khar, Mumbai we have conducted program, it is in Pune and it is in Surat. You see the number of thousands of people, 5,000, 10,000 public, they come and we teach them how to live, what to eat, what exercise they are supposed to do, and detail about diabetes, how to prevent, protect our kids so that they will not have this disease. So these are the number in Ludhiana also, and there are thousands of people, they will come and we educate them. And in Global Hospital, more than 1,000 patients successfully we have managed through a holistic approach. Those who are never controlled their diabetes and they have developed multiple complications, they come to our hospital. But holistically, when we treat them, we teach them meditation for their mental empowerment, and we teach them the practical exercise, holistic exercise, so that they can practice at their home. And we do thorough screening and investigation, give the right medication, then only their blood sugar, everything is controlled. And we teach them how they should maintain their whole life. Because in our busy practice schedule, if a patient comes to us, whatever amount he spends for us, but still hardly we spend 5 minutes for him. But the rest of the life, whole life, he has to look after himself. So we have to teach them how to live with this disease. So in Global Hospital, it is a holisthal for holistic health care. In this hospital, we are not giving only medicine. We are taking care of the mind, body and medicine. So that's why if we are amalgamating all these three, then only it is called holistic approach. And diabetes is a disease which is totally, it is a behavioral disorder, it is a lifestyle disorder. If you treat with medication only, it is impossible. I have seen people from all these cities, from Mumbai, from Kolkata, from Delhi, from renowned endocrinologists, they are taking drugs, still not controlled. But when come to Mount Abu, they are all controlled. Within 5 days, definitely they will be controlled. So, a 5 days intensive program we conduct in Global Hospital for diabetes patients, and it is a unique spiritual touch in nature's life. And we rejuvenate their life through the holistic approach. So, thank you very much. And I finish just before 2 minutes. So that you can ask in 2 minutes any question. If you ask, I can tell you. But I'll be very glad that all of us from today, we should have a firm determination that we should do something for this disease. Otherwise, a time is coming when not a single individual will be spared from this disease, I tell you. So all of us, we should join hands. And what to do, how to do, and we can talk to our people in this medical wing department. We can talk to Dr. Banarasi Bhai also, so that we can plan and jointly we can do. If a single organization can do more than 200 programs all over the country, every week we are doing, so people celebrate one day, World Diabetes Day, that's all, they forget. But throughout the year, we are making awareness and educating the people. So how we should create, establish such type of, you can visit our hospital and look at the holistic department, diabetes department there, how we are treating there, so that you can replicate it in your own town also. You can do it and serve in a better way. Thank you very much.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आदरणीय डॉक्टर श्रीमंत साहू जी और डॉक्टर बनारसी भाई जी का, जिन्होंने हमें कितना रिफ्रेश किया, रिजुविनेट किया हमें, और बताया कि मन की स्वीटनेस और मुख की स्वीटनेस और वर्क लाइफ बैलेंस के द्वारा ही हम इस फर्स्ट, सबसे बड़ा जो एपिडेमिक है, फर्स्ट हेल्थ, सबसे बड़ा हेल्थ हैजार्ड, उसको हम दूर कर सकेंगे. तो लेट अस जॉइन हैंड्स टुगेदर. Now, मैं स्वागत करती हूँ डॉक्टर एम डी गुप्ता जी का, जो एमिनेंट फिजिशियन फ्रॉम दिल्ली, जो स्वागत करेंगे हमारे गेस्ट का. सो लेट डॉक्टर उषा राडे जी, डीन एन एच ओ डी वी एस पी एम डेंटल कॉलेज. Let her give her a big hand.